The new tools build on a project DHS and the MITRE Corporation have sponsored since 2005 called the Common Weakness Enumeration. It was designed to create a global dictionary of sorts containing common software vulnerabilities and how to fix them. A new version 2.0 of that dictionary was released yesterday. But along with it, some new tools that CWE's backers hope will make their process more useful to individual organizations, especially leaders who may not necessarily know all the ins and outs of programming. In its early stages, an individual software program can have thousands of problems that are technically bugs. No one has time to fix all of them, and not all of them are necessarily dangerous. Enter the Common Weakness Scoring System, or CWSS. It's designed to assign meaningful scores to software problems so IT organizations can decide what potential problems their programmers need to look for. Alan Paller is Director of Research at the SANS Institute. His group works with DHS on the project.
The first step toward a scoring system, toward sort of equating the errors that people make to some value, so that this error has a high value, that error has a low value in this environment, because without that, you can't tell the programmer to do anything. If you just give him a list of 860 things, he just throws the list away. If you're ever going to change software so that writing secure software matters, this is an essential moment in making that happen.
A second program launched yesterday called the Common Weakness Risk Analysis Framework lets organizations decide what vulnerabilities are relevant to their own mission or business area. It lays down a model to let an agency or business make its own list of top potential vulnerabilities based on the line of work it's in or what kind of technologies it uses. Paller says organizations need a better approach than simply telling their programmers to write secure software.
There's no incentive system right now that touches the programmer, because by the time the error is discovered, it's so far removed from the development process, it just doesn't come back and touch them. And if you're going to focus people on it, you have to give them a couple things. You have to tell them what to look for, and then you have to give them a way to look for it that doesn't consume them, that doesn't take the rest of their life. And you can't say, this one really matters, when they may be writing embedded software in a SCADA system and someone else may be writing a web application and their values are different.
Bob Martin, the project coordinator at the MITRE Corporation, says that framework will let organizations take the scores that get developed on software vulnerabilities and translate them into something meaningful for the mission or business area they work in. The site will include examples of lists for different business areas, but he says the success of the project will depend on organizations sharing their own priorities as they use the system.
Because some people have a real problem with a denial of service issue, others with integrity, others with ability to read memory, write memory, and different industries have different of those as the number one issue. And so CWSS and CWRAF are meant to allow that difference to be communicated to either tools or to ordering of lists so you can put the right terms and conditions on contracts, you can have the right training focus for your group, or you can have the right emphasis in your testing.
But even if every organization has its own cybersecurity differences, there are a lot of common vulnerabilities. That was emphasized in another release from MITRE and SANS yesterday. They updated their list of the top 25 global software vulnerabilities. Topping the list this year is the security hole that the online hacker group Lulz Security used in several cases to break into government and private sector systems, an SQL injection. Again, MITRE's Bob Martin.
I would say one of the reasons, and it's also probably why command injection is so far up, is it's so easy to exploit and so easy to script, and you can have automated ways of finding susceptible systems. And everybody's trying to take advantage of it before people wise up and close it. So it's this ease of exploit, ease of discovery, that and the awareness of how widespread it is.
MITRE and DHS are hoping businesses and agencies will use the tools to bake security into their products during the initial development process, since weak software is at the root of most successful cyber attacks. Joe Jarzembeck, Homeland Security's Software Assurance Director, says they also want to eliminate some of the excuses organizations give for badly written software.
We're hearing more and more about zero-day attacks. Let's be honest with it. That's a nice way of blaming somebody else on the fact that you've always had these exploitable flaws in your network, your enterprise, but you want to blame somebody else. It's kind of like your home was broken into and they discovered they came in through the back porch screen door. Well, they had never done that before, so you claim it as a zero-day attack. But that was always exploitable. What we're doing is allowing organizations to be more proactive and get away from the victim mentality, says, it's just software, I can't do anything about it. You can do something about it, and you can be proactive about it. And that's the message we're trying to change in here.
DHS is trying to make some changes in federal agencies. Starting this month, agencies have to report how they're using the Common Weakness Enumeration Program when they report on their compliance with the Federal Information Security Management Act, FISMA. DHS has also started circulating sample contract language so agencies can push vendors to use the system. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.